June the 4th. The kindness of God our Saviour and His love. Titus 3:4. How sweet it is to behold the Saviour communing with His own beloved people. There can be nothing more delightful than to be led into this fertile field of delight by the Divine Spirit. Let the mind, for an instant, consider the history of the Redeemer's love, and a thousand charming acts of affection will suggest themselves, all of which have had for their design the weaving of the heart into Christ, and the weaving of the thoughts and emotions of the renewed soul with the mind of Jesus. When we meditate upon this amazing love, and behold the all-glorious kinsman of the Church, endowing her with all his ancient wealth, our souls may well faint for joy. Who is he who can endure such a weight of love? That partial sense of it that the Holy Spirit is sometimes pleased to give is more than the soul can contain. How overwhelming must a complete view of it be! When the soul has understanding to discern all the Saviour's gifts, wisdom with which to appraise them, and time in which to meditate upon them, such as the world to come will supply us with, we will then commune with Jesus in a nearer manner than at present. But who can imagine the sweetness of such fellowship? It must be one of the things that has not entered into the heart of man, but which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Oh, to burst open the door of our Joseph's granaries and see the abundance that he has stored up for us! This will overwhelm us with love. By faith we see, as in a mirror in a dark room, the reflected image of his unbounded treasures. But when we will actually see the heavenly things themselves with our own eyes, how deep the stream of fellowship will be in which our soul will bathe itself. Until then, our most precious words of love will be reserved for our loving benefactor, Jesus Christ our Lord, whose love for us is wonderful, more wonderful than the love of women. 2 Samuel 1:26.